USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The man at the receiving end of the Immaculate Reception, 72-year-old Franco Harris, who played running back in the NFL for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Seattle Seahawks, has died. Harris's son Doc announced his father's passing overnight. No cause was given. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. today to meet with President Biden, hold a press conference at the White House, and address a joint session of Congress. The Biden administration, focusing on immigrants, is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions like Title 42, but not until at least after Christmas. As the border crisis rages, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox reminds Americans how secure the border was under Republican leadership.
And that it was just 2.5 years ago when we had the most secure border in decades under President Trump, doing four things: remain in Mexico, Title 42, in catch and release, and build the border wall.
The Nevada governor, on his way out of office, was attempting to skirt Nevada's constitution.
Democrat Steve Sisolak wanted to discuss with the Nevada Pardons Board commuting the sentences of the state's 57 people on death row to life without parole. But a judge blocked the idea from even being raised at Tuesday's Pardons Board meeting because it would not give victims enough notice. A voter-approved change to Nevada's constitution says victims are entitled to 15 days' notice before officials may talk about commutation. Sisolak, who lost his re-election bid, leaves office on January 3rd. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee voted along party lines on Tuesday to release President Trump's tax records from 2015 to 2020. The motion, approved by all 24 Democrats on the committee, will reportedly give the returns to the entire House of Representatives. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Bob Orovec, lead forecaster at the National Weather Service in suburban D.C., tells USA News 90 million people are under winter weather alerts and another 87 million are being warned of freezing winds. Here's what's going on this hour.
Well, currently, though, the biggest impacts are across the northern plains where the Arctic air is entrenched. So we do anticipate that Arctic air to start sinking rapidly southward today into the central plains.
Idaho police investigating the four college students murdered in Moscow, Idaho, found a white Hyundai Elantra abandoned in Oregon as a possible link to the unsolved slayings last month. Eugene, Oregon police called Moscow PD to alert them to the car, which was badly damaged and had no license plates. The person found in the car was homeless and it did not belong to him. The FBI recently increased manpower on the case, adding 30 agents to help. The Phoenix, Arizona NBA and WNBA basketball teams will soon have a new owner.
Billionaire mortgage lender Matt Ishbia is finalizing a purchase of the franchise along with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. According to ESPN, the deal for both teams, which is going to be completed soon, is going to cost $4 billion. It'll put an end to the tumultuous tenure of former owner Robert Sarver. Ishbia, who is the CEO of United Wholesale Mortgage, has a background on the hardwood, having played three seasons at Michigan State University from 1999 to 2002. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.